I hope that answer was helpful. And now let's keep going on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book and look at this very good and important question. What is Jesus' real name because people call him different names? The Lord has many different names, each one pointing out a different characteristic or function of the Lord. Although the Son of God has existed forever, he was given the name Jesus when he was born to Mary. Let's read Matthew 1:18-21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The actual Greek word for Jesus is Iesus. It's the Greek form of the Hebrew word Yeshua, which means Jehovah is salvation. He's also called here Christ, which means anointed one. His full title is Lord Jesus Christ, showing he is the supreme master, the one who is salvation, and the anointed one. Now the Lord Jesus was presented in the temple when he was 8 days old. An old man, Simeon, held the baby Jesus and said in Luke 2:29-30, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What a blessed truth. Salvation is not a thing. Salvation is a person. Jesus is salvation. Throughout the scriptures, the Lord Jesus was called by many names and applied many names to himself. Here are just a few. The Lord Jesus is called Emmanuel in Isaiah 7:14. In Isaiah 9:6, we are told, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In John 1:29, John the Baptist called the Lord the Lamb of God. In Revelation 5:5, Christ is called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. In Revelation 22:16, Christ says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. In Psalm 23:1, Jesus is the shepherd. In John 10:11, Jesus is the good shepherd. In 1 Peter 5:4, Jesus is the chief shepherd. In John 20:28, Thomas declares that Jesus is my Lord and my God. There are just too many proper names for the Lord Jesus to list them all here. I suggest that as you are reading your Bible, each time you find another name or title to describe the Lord, write it down and make a list of all the names and titles of the Lord. So, realizing there are many names for the Lord, let me ask you, who is Jesus to you? Is he just a good man? Is he just a prophet? He is all that and much more. He is the Son of God and God the Son. Do you know him as your Savior and Lord? Have you realized that you are a sinner and are in need of a Savior? Have you come to the Lord Jesus in faith, trusting him as your Savior and receiving the free gift of salvation that he offers to you? The Lord Jesus said of himself in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have not done so, won't you put your faith in him today and receive him as the Savior of your sins? There is no other way.